Cyber Spaceship Grand Prix. It's the fluting at the tail that gives the extra level.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just show me the ship again.
Its engineering team calls it the Mantis Stinger Mark II. Now let's look at this beauty up close.
Oh, there it is.
Made of only a single sheet of uncut A4 paper, the Mantis Stinger has shattered records. Its design, which mathematicians have called technically impossible, took its team 50 years and nearly 200 million credits in funding to achieve.
Done! Now let's see this baby fly! Oh, a call! Hi, hello, this is Rita's house. Rita speaking. Oh, Franny, I'm so glad you called. I'm up to some very important business. I decided I was going to get into making paper spaceships. Well, actually, first I was going to get into anti-gravity yo-yos, but then I was flipping the channel over to the Mars Yo-Yo Convention, and I got stopped on this galactic paper spaceship, whatever, and I think I really... Huh? What do you mean, how was the party? What party? Mr. Steele's birthday party! No, of course I didn't forget. And besides, I still got time, don't I? Mr. Steele's birthday party ain't until 7 p.m. on December 24th, and I specifically remember this grand spree or whatever it's called started at 6 p.m. on the 23rd. Ah, stupid screen, gonna give me a heart attack.
As per GSGP tradition, that bomb marks the 24.5th hour of our competition. It is now 6:30 p.m. on December the 24th.
Oh, there it is, the heart attack. All right, bye-bye, Franny. I gotta call you back. I got a party in my apartment in 30 minutes. Okay. Okay, it's okay, Rita. You were prepared for this. You made a party checklist so you wouldn't forget to do anything. And, well, you forgot about the checklist. So maybe next time, that goes on the checklist too. But for now, you just gotta find it. It's just gotta be on one of these paper spaceships, right? Can't be more than a few hundred. It's no biggie, really. It was a surprise party anyway, right? It ain't like Mr. Steele is expecting nothing. As far as he knows, you two are just gonna go to a movie, and you're gonna buy the first popcorn, and he's gonna buy all the popcorn after that. So, I mean, anything's gonna be a nice surprise compared to... Ah, ha, ha! There it is! Come to Rita, you sneaky little shippy. All right, let's see here. Recipe for one Mr. Steele's best surprise birthday party ever. By Rita. Item one. Rita! Item two. Snacks. Item three. Convince Mr. Steele you forgot when his birthday was so that he doesn't think you're planning a party. Item four. Tell Mr. Steele you want to go see a movie on his birthday, but your car is broken and Franny is dead, so he needs to pick you up. Item five. More snacks. Item six through nine. Even more snacks. Yep, everything looks good so far. Looks like I checked off everything on this list. Oh, no! I forgot the last thing. Item 10. Invite Mr. Steele's friends. Well, Rita, this is quite a pickle you got yourself into. Planning a party for your best boss's loved ones in half an hour? Some would say it can't be done. Maybe there's a lesson to be learned here, somewhere under all these paper spaceships. But that would take time, so instead, you're gonna pick up that comms and you're gonna make some calls and you're gonna... Oh, no, I dropped the comms. Ah, it's ringing! Hello? Hello, comms? Hello, comms? I miss you. Yeah, gotcha. Hello, this is Rita's house, starring Rita. How can I help you?
Hey, just the Rita I wanted to talk to.
I know that voice. Hey, wait a minute. Aren't you the one who keeps calling and trying to sell me phone books from 30 years ago?
No! I mean, yes. But that's not why I'm calling. It's me, Rita, Mick Mercury, Juno's best friend.
Well, I don't know about that.
Listen, I just wanted to tell you that I got your message yesterday, and I'm on my way.
Message? Oh, right, I did call you.
You did, that's right. And then you stopped mid-sentence and said something about paper spaceships, and I thought, hey, how come nobody's built a car out of paper yet? It'd be pretty cheap, right? Sell like gangbusters. So I spent a few dozen hours drawing up some plans, a business model or two,
and... Mr. Mercury, this is all really interesting, and of course I am gonna want to know about how I can get in on the ground floor of this business venture. But first, we got something much more important to deal with. Mr. Steele's party in 30 minutes!
Jeez, party is in 30 minutes!
Oh no, you forgot too?
Yeah, completely! I thought it started 30 minutes ago, and I was just calling to say sorry I was so late!
You... really? You here?
Almost! Just give me 5 minutes to find a place to park my bike and I'll be right in!
Yes! Thank you so much, Mr. Mercury! This is gonna be the best Mr. Steele's birthday ever!
But hold on a sec! Do you think there's something wrong with the phone books idea? Because, like, I figured people sell antique furniture, right? So why not antique phone books? It's just that I did a lot of dumpster diving and just got a whole bunch of tetanus...
Alright, I'll see you soon! Bye! Whew, that's one down. Practically took care of itself. Now let's see, who else? Oh, I know! I'll call Mr. Steele's other friend! Just gotta run this decryption software. embed a virus or two, and I'm in.
Hello? Who is this?
This is Rita. Hi!
Agent W, we need your full attention here.
Yes, fine. Just give me a moment. All right, Rita, out with it. What's this all about? Who put you up to this? Was it the Neptunians? Yablonsky's men. Did he get you the signal?
What? Oh, no, Sasha. I got the signal all by my little old self. It's all in a day's work for the one and only Rita.
Stop toying with me. How do you know my name?
Oh, the boss told me years ago. He talks about you a lot, you know. Grr, that's Sasha Wire. She sure is great. Agent of Dark Matters. I ought to teach her a lesson. Give her what I owe her. That kind of thing, I think. Usually I ain't listening.
Teach her a lesson? Give her what I owe her? What does that even mean? That can't be. This is about the December 25th deal, isn't it? That's classified information. How do you know?
Actually, the whole deal is going on the 24th. That's kind of why I was calling you, because I didn't want you to miss it.
The 24th? We were off by a day. Agent, put that down and come here.
But Agent W, this is highly explosive.
And this situation is more explosive. Trust me, put it down. I think I've got a lead on the December 25th deal.
Oh, wow, you must be important, huh? It takes like a whole three people just for you to write down an appointment.
All right, Rita, or whatever your name is, enough games. I'm only going to ask this once, and you had better not lie to me. We have ways of finding that out. We have ways of making you regret it.
Why would I lie? I just want you to come to the party.
Party. Write that down, Agent. Might be code. All right, Rita. So, who do you work for?
Mr. Steele.
Mr. We've talked before, haven't we?
Yeah. Hi again, Agent Wire. Mr. Steele's birthday party is in 20 minutes, and I know you're really busy, but it would be really nice if you'd just... Hello? Agent Wire? Miss Sasha? Hello? Huh. Guess she doesn't want to come. Well, that's all right. I guess I'll just call one of Mr. Steele's other friends. Like... Huh. Oh, that must be one now. Hello, this is Shay Rita, brought to you by Rita. How can I help you?
Yeah, hey, Rita, it's Mick again.
Mr. Mercury, I was starting to get worried. I thought you said you were only 5 minutes away.
Yeah, I'm still just looking for you. Hey, speaking of which, how many wheels does your place have?
None at all! Are you offering?
Why, would you buy them? Because I could get you some wheels easy. Just give me a... Hey, wait. You said your place has got no wheels? That's, like, exaggerating? Like, you only have a few, right?
No. None of the apartments in Hyperion City got wheels that I know of, Mr. Mercury.
Wait, apartment? Who said anything about an apartment?
Don't be mad! It's just where I live! I ain't ever known no other way!
I ain't mad! I mean, I'm not mad. I just thought... So when you said you lived on Lakeview, you meant, like, a street named that?
Yeah, Lakeview Street. Wait, where are you?
Oh, that explains it. For a minute there, I thought you meant, like, your place had a view of a lake, you know? So I went and looked for the only lake I could find, and basically all there is around it is a big junkyard, so I guess that's not it, is what you're saying.
But there ain't any lakes in Hyperion City.
Yeah, I know. Somehow it got in my head that you lived in Valles Marineris. Weird, right? Anyway, do you think this party's still gonna be going on in, like, 14 hours? Because that's about how long it's gonna take me to get there. The old hover cycle's not as zippy as it used to be.
Hey, you! This is private property! Get out of my junkyard!
Sweet shining nebula! Gotta go, Rita! Love you! See you in 14 hours!
But, Mr. Mercury! Wow. He's a real mess, ain't he? Not like you, Rita. You got your whole act together, and you still got 15 minutes to con. Oh, no, I dropped the cons again. All right. Time's a-wasting. The boss is impossible to plan a party for. I called so many people. His one friend, his other friend, and everybody else I could think of, but nobody can make it. Valis Vicky's busy with her wife, the Prince of Mars said he can't afford a phone, and Cecil Kanagawa, well, he really did want to come, but then he was talking about the stuff he was thinking of bringing, so then I decided we better not. What? Franny, you gotta do something about the volume on your comms. Everyone else always comes through loud and clear, and you just sound like you're talking with a mouthful of paper spaceships, which coincidentally just so happens to be how I tried to convince the Prince of Mars that I needed medical attention, but it didn't even work, so don't try. Does he have any work friends? Franny, I'm his work friends. Everyone from his HCPD days either moved off Mars or wants Mr. Steele dead, and that's the kind of drama you really don't want at a birthday party, Franny. Not unless you think it might be really, really, really boring. No, wait, that ain't true. There's one cop who doesn't want Mr. Steele dead, I'm pretty sure. Thanks for the idea, Franny. I'm going to go give him a call right now. Come on.
God damn it, Lou! For the last time, I told you I'm not taking calls today.
You are now. This is Rita from Rita's House, home of the Rita, and I got a question for you.
Ah, wow, jeez. Forceful. Kind of tempted to do exactly what you say when you yell it like... Wait, Rita? Like, Steele's secretary? We've talked before, right?
You bet, Buster. And I ain't gonna hang up this phone until I get an answer.
All right, geez. Just get to it. The kids are waiting for me.
Mr. Steele is having a birthday party in 5 minutes. And also, would you like to come?
What? In 5 minutes?
It is okay if you're a little late, so long as you bring snacks.
No. That's my answer. I'm not. Nope. Not gonna do it. Not gonna go to Steele's birthday party in 5 minutes.
Oh.
So, you have a good evening, ma'am.
But.
Ah, jeez. Oh, no. Oh,
fuck.
Sucker looks like he needs it.
guess it's just gonna be you tonight. You're just gonna have to be enough fun for everyone. Oh, wait, that's really easy. Hello? Who is it?
It's Juno. Open up.
Be right there. All right. Just gotta be as fun as 4 dozen people. Easy.
Rita.
Coming, boss. Surprise!
Oh, no. No, you didn't. Please tell me... Oh,
you actually didn't.
Didn't forget your birthday?
No, you didn't throw me a big surprise party. I was worried I was gonna show up and there would be like 50 people here. That's a huge relief, honestly.
It is?
Yeah. You know, on the way over here, I got myself so worked up over the thought that I actually convinced myself you'd invite a cop. Like, I don't know, Captain Khan or something.
So you're... Just so I'm sure, you're not upset then that it's just you and me and nobody else and we really are going to see a movie?
Honestly, Rita, it's been a long day. I think a movie's about all I got in me. Mind if I, powder my nose before we go?
Sure.
Nice paper spaceships, by the way.
Thanks, boss. Huh. I guess nothing did go wrong tonight, really. How come this feels too easy? Oh, there it is. Oh, no, oh, no, oh, no. Mr. Mercury, hi, hello. Glad you can make it, but you gotta go now. I'll talk to you later.
Mr. Who?
Mr. Oh, it's just a delivery man.
Indeed it is. Czar Shipping at your service. Sign here, please. And there you are.
But I didn't order any flowers.
Goodbye.
Huh.
Rita, who is that?
Just a delivery man, boss.
Oh, good. Had me worried it was somebody coming for a party. Guess I'm jumpier than I thought. What are those?
Flowers? God says they're for you.
Can I see them?
I mean, they are yours, boss.
Does the card say anything?
It just says, Happy Birthday, Juno. Aw, that's nice, ain't it? Must be from a client who knows where I live and also knew you were going to be here at this exact time today. Sweet. Boss, are you okay?
Yeah. Yep, I'm fine. Probably just jumping to conclusions. Hey, what if we go to that movie now?
In just a sec, boss. Ah! Happy birthday, Mr. Steele, and Merry Christmas.
Yeah, thanks. Wait, what the hell's a Christmas?
I don't know. Captain Khan told me to say it.
Captain... Why were you talking to Captain...
Oh! Would you look at the time? We're nearly going to be late for the movie. Let's go, Mr. Steele. I won't take anything but the best seats in the house.
Yeah, all right. Be right there. Dahlias and roses.
In honor of this story about being thankful for those around you, we would like to finish this tale a little differently.
We at the Penumbra would like to express our thanks to the following people.
First and foremost, to all of our supporters on Patreon who make this project possible. We could not do this without you. This half season, your contributions have bought us equipment, security, knowledge, and time. This show would be only a shadow of what it is without you. Thank you.
We would like to give special thanks to our $30 per episode supporters Aetha Lang, Vron, Charlie Spiegel, Minchowski, Jamie Gunter, and the Princess and the Scrivener. Your generosity genuinely stuns us. Thank you.
We would also like to thank the actors who lent their voices to this episode, including Kate Jones as Rita, Stefano Purdy as Mick Mercury, Sophie Kaner, that's me, as Sasha Wire, Jason Mellon as the Dark Matters agent, Elliot Sicard as Omar Khan, Joshua Elon as Juno Steele, and Noah Symes as, well, you know who.
We'd also like to thank the people who worked behind the scenes to make this show we love, including Alice Chung, Kat Buckingham, Noah Symes, Michaela Buckley, Ryan Vibert, Scott Gallica, Graham Turner, and I would like to thank Sophie Kaner.
And I would like to thank Kevin Vibert.
And more than anyone else, Traveler, we want to thank you. You who write stories about us, who draw art of us, who talk about us, who think about us, who lend your ears to us. You who board our train for parts unknown time and time again. Thank you.
The year's end comes upon us, travelers. But don't worry, we'll see you again in March when season 2 continues. So rest up, prepare yourselves, and have a very merry birthday.
Oh, no, I cry. I have to do it again.